Our topic today is Kol Nidre, because we're on Daf Chaf Gimel in Nedarim, not because it's Kol Nidre, but we can reuse this discussion when it comes around Yom Kippur. So there is a very interesting historical background to the tefillah and the sugya of Kol Nidre. Because if you look in the Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan, in Hilchos Yom Kippur, the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Kaf Reish Yud Tes, in Gimel, that afterwards the Shlach Tzibur gets up and he says, Kol Nidre Benigun Gimel Pa'amim, and he says, I already told you in Yoredeya Sof Simen Reishit Aleph, De'ein Zem Moel L'Shum Davar. It doesn't help for anything. Ein Zem Moel L'Shum Davar. Lo Mi Boy B'Nedru Shfuah Shenishba L'Acherim, Shari Lo Al Dato Nishba, El Adas HaMashbio. So we saw this already alluded to in some of the Rishonim in our sugya, that if it's Al Das HaCherim, a Moda doesn't work. V'Kol Shekein, B'Shvuos Shenishboim L'Melech HaMedina, She'ein B'Yacholtom L'Hatir Klal, Ela Afilo B'Shvuos Nidorim HaShayachem Rak Lo La'atzmo, like a Neder, or a Shvuos Shalo Yochabosar, Ein Zemoel El B'Masna Al Haba, etc., etc. He says it's only Tanai Al Haba, which we're going to get to. But what's the interesting line? He says, you should know this does not affect the Melech HaMedina. Why? Because for many centuries, there was this anti-Semitic trope that Jews are untrustworthy, because you should know that every year, at the beginning of Yom Kippur, they say that they're not going to keep their word. What they say to Erev Rosh Hashanah. And there was actually, if you look historically, there was an oath, there was a specific oath that Jews in many countries and many cultures had to take to overcome their untrustworthiness. And I came across this, which I showed to some of you, the JTA Bulletin from Wednesday, September 27th, 1933. Nazi anti-Semitic papers published Kol Nidre text. Berlin, September 26th. The full text of the Kol Nidre, the prayer used to open the services on the eve of the Day of Atonement, is being published in several anti-Semitic papers here to support their contention that the Jews never take their oaths or pledges seriously. JTA. So this idea of Kol Nidre historically was controversial vis-a-vis non-Jews. And it was also controversial internally, because already from the days of the Gaonim, there were different menhagim. The Gemara does not mention this concept of Kol Nidre, as we'll see, right? The Gemara said, Berei Shata, but it doesn't have the, for sure, not the Nusach. So if you look in the Halachas Psukos of Rav Yehudoigon, he quotes that there was a concept called Kol Nidre. The phrase goes, So he says, 100 years ago there was a minhag to say Kol Nidre. We don't have that minhag anymore. However, if you look in the Siddur of Rav Amram Gaon, he has a nusach, Kol Nidarim v'Yisurim v'Shavuos v'Konam v'Kiyumin v'Charamin she'Nadarnu v'She'Asarnu v'She'Charamnu v'She'Nishbanu v'She'Kiyamnu al Nashenu b'Shavua miYom Mikurim Kippurim she'Avar ad Yom Kippurim zeh Tavo haba aleinu b'Chulon Chazarnu u'Banu l'Fnei Avinu she'Bashamayim, etc. So Rav Amram Gaon does have a nusach, and the Rav Amram Gaon's nusach is in what language? Hebrew. What I just read, that was Hebrew. So Rav Amram Gaon's nusach was Hebrew, but the common nusach that we find others is in Aramaic. So you have historical controversy, both vis-a-vis non-Jews, but also in different communities. Already from the times of the Gaonim, there were different menhagim as to whether or not people would say Kol Nidre or not. Although if you look at the Shita Mekubetzes here, the Shita Mekubetzes claims that the concept of Kol Nidre dates to the Anshe Knesset HaGedola. It was a takana from the Anshe Knesset HaGedola to say Kol Nidre. So the question is, what is the purpose of this statement? And based on the purpose, the function, so we're going to figure out what the form should look like. So option one, there is a tshuva of the Rivash. The Rivash tshuva is in Simen Shin Tzadi Dalid, where the Rivash quotes the Machlokas that we'll get to in a second, and he suggests, in the name of the Marit, the truth is, maybe this has actually nothing to do with Nadarm at all. It's not Hataras Nadarm, it's not a Modar for Nadarm. Rather, you know what it is? It's Charata Midarke HaTshuva. That's what it is. It's not Charata of Hataras Nadarim. It's rather Bakoshas Mechila. That's what he says. It actually has nothing to do with trying to annul your Nidarin. It's a Bakoshas Mechila. And if that's the case, it makes sense why it's something that we say right at the beginning of Yom HaKippur, because we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Mechila. Why are we asking Mechila about Nidarim? Because we know that Nidarim are Shavuos for sure, more than Nidarim. Shavuos are... What are we going to say?
No, it's the Gemara we saw about Nidarim are very bad.
Yes, and we said that halachically, shvuas are mina chamuros. That may be because of lo yinake. So, Gemara also says, God forbid, ba'avon adarim banimesim. So, obviously, there is a very strong, serious, grave emphasis in halacha on nadarim and shvuas, and that may stem from the power that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave umafli lasos, the power that a person has with their dibur. Little Pnimius Torah, little shout out. The capacity for the dibur, the nishmas chaim, the vayipach ba'apav that we have, that we then can use to create, because davar and dibur are the same. So if a person abuses that privilege, God forbid, something catastrophic, Rachman al-Islam, could happen. So that's where you're going to start in Yom Kippur. You're going to start with Nadarim and Shavuos. Okay, that's option number one. Option number two, from that Lashon of Rav Amram Gaon, is that this is Hataras Nadarim. It is a way of undoing the Nadarim that we took the previous year. So the same way that if a person came to a Beis Din, they could... Certainly for the Rambam, who thinks that the primary motivation and the primary mechanism for Hataras Nadarim is Charata, the person comes and he says, I'm mischaret in that neder that I took. Alternately, there would be some Pesach option. But the idea is that Kol Nidre is saying, all the Nadarim that I took last year, I would like to undo them with a Hatara. And the third option is Rabbeinu Tam's option. It's quoted here in the Ran and elsewhere. I went to find it in this. I think it's in the Sefer HaYashar. I went to find it, but I didn't find it. I think it's there, but I didn't get to it. And that is that it's not a Hataras Nadarim. Rather, it is consistent with the Gemara says here on Daf Chav Gimel that it's more of a Moda'a. It's a Tnai Lahaba. And that's why the Gemara says you could stand on Rosh Hashanah and announce that for the coming year, there are no Nadarim. Anything that I say is going to be null and void. So if it's said on Rosh Hashanah, why do we say it on Yom Kippurim? So either because Yom Kippur could be called Rosh Hashanah, or Yom Kippur is the end, the culmination of the period of time that began on Rosh Hashanah. It's kind of like an extension. It's not so far removed. So this approach of Rabbeinu Tam is predicated on three kashas. Rabbeinu Tam says there are three reasons why I don't like the idea of suggesting that Kol Nidre is Hataras Nadarim. He says, number one, Hataras Nedarim requires actual charata. And we don't have any charata in Kol Nidre. Where's the charata? Number two, says Rabbeinu Tam, how can you say that this is Hataras Nedarim? You need a Bezdin of three. Now, whether or not that is a Maisa Bezdin, it's quasi Maisa Bezdin, but you need three people, or a Yachid Mumcha, maybe a Samach, but certainly a Yachid Mumcha.
So,
what's that? So the question is, what do you mean when you say that? So the Rabbeinu Tam, 1 second.
When people say that, what's that? Yeah, what was the point? I don't know.
I didn't finish it. The Rabbeinu Tam, let's get the law shown here, quoted by the Ran. He says, one second, where is it? Here it is. He says, "Vaharei ein anu poschin bishum charata." So either the person doesn't have any charata, or we don't engage in a process that involves any charata. And then he says, "Also, what are you talking about? This is biyachid, and deboy yachid mumcha gimel hadyotos v'leika. We don't have that." And finally, the third observation that Rabbeinu Tam makes is that we require for a person to do Hataras Nedarim, Tzarech Lefarei Taneder. Yes?
That appears in the Rush.
That's a problem.
I don't think it appears on the Daf.
It is quoted here, V'od Denoder Atzmo Yev Shalo Lahatir, which, on the side...
The Rush answers all four.
Yeah, so the Rush answers all of them. So, the way that the side, there's a, on that last point that for Michael's raising, this, the Hagoros Vitzionim actually changes that Ha'ara, because he says that's not true. The other people are Matir, the Chazan is Matir for the Kol. So he says that the Kasha, this Kasha Rabbeinu Tam, is a separate question, which is who helps for the Chazan. That's how he formulates it on the side. I don't know where that's from. That is from the one of the Hagos. So the Rush in Yuma answers all of these questions. So he says, number one, what about Charata? He says, Anan Sadi, that the person is Mescharit. And maybe that's what Yov was alluding to. He says, Bechulon Icharat Navahon. So it's an Anan Sadi that he has Charata. That's number one. Number two, what about the idea of the Yachid? So he says, that's not a problem. Everyone says it. So that works. I'm saying Kol Nidre, because the minig was and still is that the community, the Balabatim, the Kol, says Kol Nidre quietly along with the Chazan. So everybody else is Matir my Neder, and we are all Matir the Neder of the Chazan, which was that last Knech. And then he adds one more Ha'ara, and this answers the third Kasha. Is that it's when do you need to be mafarit the neder? It says that's when you come to a chacham and you want to remove a specific neder because maybe that neder is a dvar mitzvah and it would not be appropriate, it would be unadvisable to remove that neder. That's why you have to be mafarit the neder. The chacham's not going to be mat your neder until you're mafarit it because he wants to make sure that it's not a dvar mitzvah. But here, this is a general hatara of all the nedarim, so perhaps in that case, we forego that issue because we're more concerned about all the other nedarim you're taking, and therefore we don't require Hataras Nedarim to have Pirud HaNeder. So what we end up with are two deyas. You have the Rabbeinu Tam, who is the foreshadowing, the Modah based on our Gemara, and then you have the Rush, who is in reverse. What do you do, Lamaisa? So the Meiri in the Chibur HaTshuva, what does he say? When in doubt, leave it out. So the Meiri writes that you don't say it at all. But if you look, this seems to be the mashmos of the Gra, although he doesn't say it beferish.
Does he say it because it's not useful, or because it doesn't work, because it's not focused, or just...
I'll tell you one second.
Or he just says not to say it, and the assumption is because he thinks the whole thing doesn't...
I think he says... One second, let me get it. He says, Ga'one olam nistapku b'inyano sa'elu. And you have a suffix about inyanim. Ma'anu... Chayenu on me'anu mechayenu lahachnis atzmeidu b'machlokas. Rather, let's leave shalom, he says, and don't get involved in a suffix. So just leave it out. That's what the Meiri says in the Chibur HaTshuva. But if you look, it's not 100% clear, but if you look in the Chai Adam in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim, he says that you say both. V'yom Kippurim Sha'avar Ad Yom Kippurim Zeh, and V'yom Kippurim Zeh Ad Yom Kippurim Haba. He says both. If I'm not mistaken, the Chai Adam and the Gra were Mechutanim. And it's not uncommon that the Minhagim and the Dinim of the Gra overlap and are consistent with the Chai Adam. So I think, it's not Beferish in the Bir HaGra, but I think you get the Mashmos from the Bir HaGra. I'm not sure.
I think it's pretty good comparison.
You thought so?
Yeah.
But this is also, the Chai Adam is clear.
Yeah.
And in the Machzor of Rav Soloveitchik, he says that you say both.
Yeah. Parentheses of the Arts, really.
The Rav, in the Rav Machzor, I went to look it up.
That Rav also has, the Rav said,
he would say both, which is not surprising if that's the pshat of the Gra and the Chai Adam. However, if you look in the Mishnah Brura, in Sif Katan Beis, he thinks that the Ikar is like the Rabbeinu Tam, which is why I think in many shuls they say Yom Kippurim, Ad Yom Kippurim Haba Aleinu Latova. So that's in terms of the Lamaisa. But here's, I think, what's to me is very interesting. Which is, if you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam versus if you hold like the Rush, each one of these approaches can explain a nuance of this very fascinating and peculiar minhag. So, for example, if you look in the Mordechai in Yuma in Simen Tuf Shin Chaf Vav, why is it? Here's nafkamina number one. Why is it that every person says Kol Nidre along with the Chazan? So the Mordechai says, because we, the community, need to be Matur the Neder of the Chazan. That fits for the Rush, that it's Midin Hataras Nedarim. But if you look in the Mishnah Brura, in that Sifkat and Beis, he says, no, it's not because I need to be Matur it for the Chazan. It's because if I'm going to be Moser a Moda, I need to say it myself. I can't have the Shliach Tzibur give a Moda on my behalf. If I am essentially mitigating and nullifying all of my Nedarim that are coming up, I have to do that. So the same Minig could have two different reasons. Similarly, two people standing next to the Chazan. I think it's a minig in many shuls that two people stand next to the chazan for Kol Nidre. They usually hold Sifrei Torah. So why is that? Why do you have two people standing next to the chazan? So option one is if you look at Maseches Sofrim in Yud Dalad, the Maseches Sofrim describes how when a Shliach Tzibur stands up, he should have two people standing next to him. Why? It should be like Moshe, Aaron, and Hur.
Where is it?
Maseches Sofrim, Yud Dalad. Which is why, if you look in that Machzor of Rav Soloveitchik, it describes there that the Rav had two people stand next to the Chazan throughout the Tfilos. through the Shliach Tzibur. It sounds like for all the Chazaras Hashatzes of Yom Kippur, not just for Kol Nidrei, because it's a general din that you need to have two people next to him, Moshe, Aaron, and Hur.
But when is this?
I don't know. He just says the Shliach Tzibur. Maseches Sofrim is not talking about Yom Kippur, and certainly not talking about Kol Nidrei. So if you look in the Maaser Masoras HaRav, he describes that in the Rav's Minyan, they always had two people on Yom Kippur for the Chazaras HaShatz stand next to him. But I wonder if there's a different reason. What's that? What's that? That's right. That should have a tzur of a bestin. That should have gimel hadyotos. And for the chazan, we rely on the people. But for all the people, for the kol, they have three people standing there because that's the tzur of the bezdin for the rush, that it's like a heter nedarim. Yeah.
I can't remember. Regards to heter nedarim, do we allow krovim to be in the diana?
Yes, we do allow krovim.
Be in the same basin.
I believe so. Let me just. What's that? I think it's in. I think it's in Tafresh Tess. Tafresh Tess or is it Yerodea?
That's in
Yerodea.
That's in Yerodea.
Okay. Here's third nafkamina. Nafkamina of a minute, but just these minhagim express something. Why do we say Kol Nidrei three times? So that Mordechai that we mentioned, the Mordechai in Yuma, quotes him a Ravon. You know why? He says, maybe somebody didn't hear it the first time. Maybe got to shul late. So if we say it three times, so we make sure he can chop it at least the third time.
Okay,
so that's what he says. That's what he quotes in the Ravon.
So
okay, that's what the Mordechai quotes in the Ravon. The Kaf HaChaim here in Yom Kippur, Yom Kippurim, quotes from the Smag. He says, you know why you say it three times? Lefarsim Hadavar.
Who's that?
That's the Kaf HaChaim quoting from the Smag. To make it more mefursim.
What do we mean?
The Kol Nidrei. So where does that come from? So if you say that it's a moda, maybe it makes sense. That you want that moda to be very clear, definitive, loud. So we say it three times.
It's just
But the Mordechai quotes another option, Das Atzmo, who says that it's similar to the phrase Mutterlach, Mutterlach, Mutterlach.
Why do you do that?
What's that?
Why do you do that?
So that is for emphasis. Now, the truth is, we have that also in Menachos, where we talk about Magal Zu, Magal Zeh, Magal Zeh three times. So that part of it is not. That's clearly just for emphasis. There's not a Maisa Bez in there. But the fact that he says Mutalach, 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 so maybe that's why you need three times. Because if it's supposed to have the Tzura, it's supposed to feel like Hataras Nedarim, well, it's going to feel like Hataras Nedarim, just like when they say Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. And then the last is the question of timing. The Rush, there in Yuma, he says, you know why you say Kol Nidrei before it gets dark? Because it's Hataras Nedarim, and Ein Nishon LeNedarim B'Shabbos El Tzorach Shabbos. If you didn't do it earlier in the day, so some argue that maybe you could even do it at night according to the Rabbeinu, according to the Rush. You know why? Because it's Pikuach Nefesh. It's a Minyanot Yom Kippurim. It's an emergency. It's necessary. But the Karon, the Rush, says it's supposed to be done during the day. So the Karbon Asanal on that Rush in Oz Tes, you know what he says? He says, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, you can start Kol Nidrei at night. So I think today, most shuls, they do Kol Nidrei during the day. And that's to be Yotze, the Shita of the Rush. But when push comes to shove, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that the Ikar follows Rabbeinu Tam, so then you could even do Kol Nidrei at night. So to summarize, we have this fascinating historical background of Kol Nidrei as it relates to anti-Semites. different Minhagim at the times of the Gaonim. We have the two main opinions of the Rosh, supporting the earlier, the day that's quoted by the Ran, against the Rabbi Nutam, the Rosh saying that it's Midin HaTorah, the Rabbi Nutam saying it's Midin Moda'ah, and the potential practical ramifications of this Machlokas are going to play out in the rationale as it relates to these different Minhagim. The fact that, number one, everybody says it quietly along. Number two, you have two people who stand next to the Chazan. Number three, the fact that you say it three times. And number four, the timing of Kol Nidre.